Hello, and welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet on NaturalDocRadio.com. Today, what we're going to be talking about, blood pressure guidelines. Very, very interesting because for years, we've been told about the importance of guiding our blood pressure into a range, optimal range, 125 over 70. And in the medical literature, what the blood pressure guidelines say, 140 over 90. Very, very interesting because so many of the people I see in a nutrition counseling session, those people, they may have a blood pressure, let's say, of 135 over 85, and their primary care physician has said to them, what you really want to do is lower your blood pressure. You want to meet that goal of 125 over 70, 125 over 75. And here are some blood pressure medications that will help you achieve that goal. It's very, very interesting because if your blood pressure is creeping higher, and you're at that 135 to 8 over 80 range, what you want to do is consider checking your blood sugar. Very often when you're visiting your doctor, the doctor is telling you, now watch your sodium intake, which is very good information, but sometimes it isn't relevant for everyone. Sometimes what people need to be paying attention to is their glucose level, possibly their insulin level, and far too few physicians are checking insulin level these days. So, where we're going with this is paying attention to your sugar intake as well as your sodium intake. Now, to get a little bit more focused on that sodium information, what you want is a very, very high quality ratio of potassium to sodium. So if you're choosing some prepared foods, what you want to be doing is looking at the sodium content, but then seeing if there's a potassium content. And you want them at least to be equal, but even better, to have the potassium content higher than the sodium content. How do you usually get higher potassium than sodium in a food? The answer to that is natural food, not processed, not preserved. Unfortunately, far too often, the preservation method for processed foods is sodium. So if you're eating vegetables, every vegetable has very reasonable potassium content and virtually no sodium content unless that vegetable has been processed in some way, altered in some way. So if you've begun paying attention to the glucose intake, your glucose level and your sugar intake, and you're paying attention to how balanced your sodium-potassium ratio is, and your blood pressure is still creeping up, one of the things that you might consider is more water. Proper hydration plays a role in balancing how your blood pressure functions. So that's a very, very good approach to pay attention by doing maybe 8 to 16 ounces of water first thing on arising. So the first thing that you put into your mouth, some water, and ideally that water should be room temperature, not too hot, not too cold, very easy to assimilate because of that neutral temperature. Even better for your blood pressure would be to use a little bit of lemon juice, that alkalizing effect. By adding the lemon juice to your water, actually benefits a lot of different body systems. Well, you've done the lemon juice and water, you've done 16 ounces of water, you're watching your sugar intake, you're watching so many different approaches to supporting your good health, and your blood pressure is still a little bit too high. Possibly you are experiencing maybe some fatigue, maybe some headaches, maybe some disturbed sleep. Paying attention to your blood sugar and blood pressure will help in all of those instances. So, you might consider having a discussion with your physician that a blood pressure of, say, 140 over 90 is not a blood pressure that requires medication. And that if you want to continue monitoring your blood pressure and approaching balancing your blood pressure naturally, one of the things to consider is certainly using fish oil. Omega-3 fatty acids, excellent for creating the kind of blood chemistry that allows your heart to have a little bit of the demand on your heart muscle reduced. And what that means is a little bit of a reduction in blood pressure. The other natural thing you could consider is magnesium. You have to be careful with the magnesium, because if you take too much or the wrong type of magnesium, then you may very well find that it interferes with your digestive system and does create a challenge with regard to loose bowels. But you can find very high quality 100 milligram capsules or tablets of magnesium, the right profile of ingredients, the different types of magnesium, and you can begin with as little as 100 milligrams, possibly 100 milligrams in the morning, 100 milligrams in the evening, maybe just what you need when combined with the fish oil to lower your blood pressure. And then here's the health tip from Janet. One of the things that people experience very often when they've added the fish oil and the magnesium to their daily supplement routine is a little bit of lowering of blood pressure, but not sufficient to meet their goals. And the tip from me is you might consider using the amino acid theanine, that combination of fish oil, magnesium, and the amino acid theanine. You're going to get a very, very specific and beneficial response with regard to your blood pressure. What you can do, you can buy one of those wrist blood pressure cuffs at the drugstore and be monitoring your blood pressure at home. Probably a really good idea to calibrate your blood pressure cuff with what is available through your doctor's office, making sure that the blood pressure numbers that you get at the doctor's office very much match the numbers that you get on the blood pressure cuff, doing them both your personal blood pressure cuff and the blood pressure monitor at the doctor's office at the same time. When you have achieved your goal blood pressure, you may have to modify the intake of fish oil, magnesium, and theanine somewhat. Stressful situations, you may need more. You may need more at times when you are consuming foods that are not usually part of your daily routine and your blood pressure might be a little bit higher. The last little bit of information with regard to enhancing blood pressure, optimizing blood pressure, is to make sure that you get some kind of exercise. As little as 10 minutes a day will really do the trick. If it's 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, so much the better. It can be as mild as just walking in place in front of your television. One of the suggestions that's very, very helpful is walk at a moderate pace, and then for 10 paces, go as fast as you can. Then stop and go at a moderate pace again until you're completely recovered, recovered with regard to how fast your heart is beating and how you are breathing. And pacing yourself in that way, as fast as you can go, and then recovery, as fast as you can go, and then recovery. And that is the entire profile of how you go about reaching the blood pressure levels that are optimal for you.